Youth Culture Today with Walt Mueller of the Center for Parent Youth Understanding.
All this week, we're looking at some wise words from my friend Cooper Pinson at Harvest USA, a ministry addressing sexual brokenness with truth and grace. Cooper shares 5 first steps we can take as youth workers and parents if a student tells us they are same-sex attracted. The third step we should take is to give them a vocabulary for the Christian life. Along with this realistic view of the Christian life, we must give same-sex attracted students a vocabulary for following Christ. This life is lived in daily faith, repentance, and love. We must daily reorient our trust around the person of Christ, daily turn from our sins to follow Him, and daily love others by serving them. How can we practically help our students engage in these practices? The key is detailed practical measures, not lofty goals. Step into their lives and walk alongside them as they endeavor to follow Christ. Give them the gift of friendship, support, and your time. Study the scriptures with them and take time to pray.
For more on youth culture, visit us on the web at cpyu.org.